producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And I hate to use the word killjoy because it obviously has implications that make me a little nervous. But I thought since we're facing down the big pig out for tomorrow, that we'd do something that we'd had up on Facebook for a while, which is emotional eating is what really we're talking about. But they're now saying, this is my favorite story. It comes up every year, right? Manny, would you like to guess how many calories they're assuming that we're going to all eat tomorrow? Just take a wild guess.
For me personally, I'm probably going to have at least, I'm probably going to consume at least like 3,000 or 4,000 calories just because.
Well, I mean, you're right on the money. They're saying the conservative ones say 3,000. Most of them, the 4,500 is sort of traditional number. 229 grams of fat. On the day alone. Supposedly, we're all going to gain 10 pounds during the holiday season. All right. So I mean, it's one of those things. All right. So if you want a little bit of help here, all right, a little bit of help. Let's see if we can figure out that. All right. It turns out that stuffing, okay, a good place to start.
Yeah. That's right. The troublemaker right there.
Okay, it's basically about the same as eating a chili dog. And that's basically two large spoonfuls, right? 350 calories, 17 grams of fat.
Whew.
Okay, they're saying 60 million boxes of stovetop stuffing are sold on Thanksgiving. Now, you may do better to make it yourself and to do, you know, thin bread, and you don't have to put all that butter in. And most of us are not cooking our stuffing inside the bird anymore because you get salmonella. All right. The turkey, basically, is if you're doing four slices, that's 320 calories. So that's not too bad. All right, because that's more than the stuffing, or less than the stuffing. They're saying it's the same as eating a McDonald's grilled honey mustard snack wrap and side salad. So, I mean, it's not, the point is how you cook it, among other things.
Right.
They're saying 45 million turkey. This is our cook. All right, here we go. So, if you want, not a good day to be a turkey. All right, gravy.
Also trouble.
Yeah, 100 calories and 8 grams of fat. It's basically like eating 4 heaping tablespoons of guacamole. All right, it turns out that basically, man. There, you know, everybody's worried about your gravy being lumpy.
Yeah.
I never worry about it. I just add mushrooms, which means you cannot tell a mushroom from a lump. And one year, this is a true story, it was too pale, so I added a little shoe polish. It didn't affect the taste whatsoever. I'm not sure I actually recommended that, but all right, here's mashed potatoes. Just two spoonfuls, 237 calories, 9 grams of fat, which is the same as eating a bag of M&Ms. It turns out we eat about 124 pounds of potatoes a year. So let's see, that's 12. So that's 10 pounds a month.
Right.
So that's 2.5 pounds a week. Well, look, mashed potatoes, unless you put a huge amount of cream and butter in it, which of course makes them taste delicious, is a baked potato is about 70 calories. French fries, they're better than, and mashed potatoes are better than French fries, but cream spinach. Now, spinach by itself is perfectly okay for you. Cream spinach, you're adding 10 grams of fat and 150 calories, but that's eating 2 poached eggs. So you're basically going to be okay. If you stick with just the turkey, no gravy, no potatoes, and you can even have cream spinach, all right? Green bean casserole, this is not a good thing. The green bean casserole... 350 calories.
Oh, my gosh.
17 grams of fat. It's the same as eating a pizza, a Celeste original pizza for one. It turns out green bean casserole was created 50 years ago by Campbell's. The soup company came with the idea when it was making new recipes for Samuel Book. Now, again, green beans, you're okay. Almonds, so-so. It's the soup, folks. And then I'm going to tell you how much salt. Cranberry sauce is eating the same as five lollipops. 110 calories, because there is so much sugar. And that's only a quarter of a cup, and most of us eat more than that. Right. Only 5% of cranberries are sold fresh. The rest are turned into cranberry juice, cranberry sauce, and other cranberry products like cranberry muffins. All right, so you can see. All right, here we go. Now, biscuits. Folks, you don't need biscuits on Thanksgiving.
No, I don't mess with biscuits on Thanksgiving. That's overkill.
Yeah, two biscuits are 340 calories, 12 grams of fat, the same as a caramel mocha coffee with cream from Dunkin' Donuts. All right, and the word biscuit is derived from the word bis twice and French word coquere, so it's cooking it twice. Apparently, they were originally cooked twice, first baked and then dried out in a low-heat oven and then cooked again. I mean, but then it's not how we cook them now. We just cook them with a lot of lard, which is... All right, let's see what else we got. Sweet potatoes. All right, now, are you putting the marshmallows on top or not? Sweet potatoes by themselves are okay.
Yeah.
With all that stuff on it, 285 calories, 7 grams of fat, the same as a chicken Alfredo meal from the Lean Cuisine Market Collection. So it's the same as a whole meal. And for those of you who are curious, it's the official vegetable of North Carolina. Right. Now we're getting into real trouble. Homemade pumpkin pie, 320 calories, 14.5 grams of fat, the same as eating 22 mini Oreos. So you can see, I mean, that almost everything on the menu is more than you would have ordinarily in one sitting.
Wow.
It turns out 90% of the pumpkins grown in the United States are raised within a 90-mile radius of Peoria, Illinois. Did you know that? Of course you did. I would guess people in Peoria are the only ones who know that.
Yeah.
They can 85% of the world's pumpkins each year. All right, so let's see what else we can do. All right, so you can already see where you can sort of cut things down a little bit, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the idea being that, all right, if you have sweet potatoes without the marshmallows, all right, that's number one. You can lose the gravy. Presumably you can say no to, you can have a half a slice of pie rather than the whole thing. All right, there we go. So the idea being that if you're going to do it, there are ways you don't need, you can eat the green beans without the casserole.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are ways of doing this, all right? Or you could just pig out. Right? And decide that you're going to, you know, one day you're going to, look, the only thing to do, I have a family member who says, before she goes on a diet, what she'll do is eat everything she can get her mouth around. And I'm saying, why are you doing this? You're just going to have more weight to lose. So if you plan to pig out tomorrow, first of all, we didn't even talk about hors d'oeuvres, you know, the nuts and stuff like that, just pure calories. We didn't talk about any wine. We didn't talk about any beer. We didn't talk about
I was going to say, a lot of people are probably going to be consuming alcohol during this whole process, too. And
all right, here's the way to do
it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, what you can do is alternate whatever you're drinking that's alcoholic and caloric with club soda every other one. You'll have just as good a time. You will obviously be consuming half the calories and will probably not have to go back and apologize to nearly as many people on Friday. Right?
Right.
So that you do not have to completely blow your entire food calorie budget for the year, nor your goodwill to people for giving you for the year. All right, so I thought
helping everyone involved then.
These are good things to do. All right, so we've got about 30 seconds before the end of, before we have to take a break here.
Yeah, about 30 seconds. Yeah.
All right, so I thought we'd talk about now. Are you a pig out eater on Thanksgiving?
I probably will be tomorrow. I will tell you that much.
All right, so you'll come back and
yeah.
But so are you pigging out today? And see, I love leftovers.
Yeah. See that's. That's where I get into trouble is it's not so much what I'm going to eat tomorrow. It's all the leftover that's going to go through the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. the sandwiches with the mashed potatoes on them.
Yeah.
I actually saw pizza with French fries on it the other day. Not a good idea, folks. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to bloodsugar11.com for your free video. That's bloodsugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to bloodsugar11.com now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All right, let's look at, are you an emotional eater?
I don't think so.
No?
I guess somebody else would probably have to look at me and kind of determine that.
All right, so here's the deal. When you're unhappy, do you feel like you eat more or less, or doesn't make any difference?
I'm not sure. I've never really noticed how, you know, if I'm in like a bad mood or something, if I eat more or not. I would guess I probably do. I've never really measured it, though.
Well, see, you're a guy, so you don't worry about your weight nearly as much, right?
But see, now it's something I will think about now. Now the next time I'm in kind of a downer mood, I'll pay more attention to how much I'm eating.
Well, and eating and what or I'm drinking.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think most of us are, just because if you think about it, when we're infants, the first way we learn to be the first way adults calm us is by feeding us when we cry, right?
Right.
And a baby can cry because they're lonely, because they're wet, because they're tired, because they hurt, because they're hungry, because they're bored. And so the first thing we learn to deal with any of those emotions is somebody feeds us. So it's implanted very early on in the species. I think for most women, I would say that we eat when we're unhappy, and when we're happy, we tend to eat less. We tend to not do, I mean, we call it comfort food, right? Mm-hmm. Mashed potatoes and stuff like that, stuff that reminds us of a happier time, or that our mom, you know, that smells the kitchen. One of the things that realtors will tell you is one of the ways to sell a house or an apartment is to put, this was kind of Irma Bombeck, but it's also legitimate, to take and put an apple, a bacon apple, in the microwave, because the smell of apple and cinnamon is, you know, our sense of smell bypasses our fancy, sophisticated, slow cortex and just goes directly to, oh, okay, this must be good. This must be feel like home. Mm-hmm. So realtors will tell you that having cinnamon and or apple smells in that, you know, don't worry about the flowers. Apple and cinnamon is the way to do it. I think for most women, we eat when we're unhappy. I would say, and drinking, we haven't even put that into the equation, because, right, you know, alcohol, people drink because it works. It really can sort of change your reality. And somebody finally did the research about 7 or 8 years ago, and what drinking does is it gives you tunnel vision. You just focus on what's right there, which mm-hmm. is why people can be mean drunks or happy drunks or just drunks.
Yeah.
All right, so let's hear what listeners are saying about when and how they eat.
We'll start with Jerry, and she says, I prepare a couple of Tupperware bowls of salad at a time with spring greens, spinach, tomatoes, onions, etc., so I can grab them for lunch at work, adding tuna or hard-boiled eggs. This way I have a healthy lunch to grab when time allows. I'm a nurse, so it's not easy to find time to eat. Got to have something good and ready.
I think that's really great. I would love to hear how you're going to manage Thanksgiving, but my guess is that you're, you know, look, I think there's nothing wrong with indulging. That's part of the point of holidays to a certain extent, of just to treat how we eat, what we drink, who we're around, all sorts of things differently than we ordinarily do. So, I think that's perfectly a reasonable thing to do.
And then the other comment from Sally Ann here is, my blood sugar with being a diabetic, I'm also a dietitian, so I look for healthy foods. However, the leftover Halloween candy keeps calling my name.
Yeah. There used to be, the place I worked had, our favorite times of year were Halloween, where the mom would do what my mom did, which is basically allow the kids a couple pieces of junk and then take the rest of it into work. And there would be huge big bowls of junk Halloween candy. And the kids' birthdays, because for the same thing, we would get serious amounts of birthday cake brought in. So that was pretty cool. We liked that a lot. But unfortunately, I don't work there anymore, and I think her kids are probably grown. They probably all have become dentists. I don't know. All righty. So that's all we got. Those were people were not. See, there a lot of people are like you, babes, that they just don't really understand when they eat and when they don't eat.
Right. Yeah. It's. But now it's something that I'm going to kind of think about now. The next time I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to.
Yeah, just
kind of keep an eye out for what I'm eating and what I have a taste for and that sort of thing too. So
yeah, exactly, and see if it changes when you're happy or when you're unhappy. It does for most people, mm-hmm. just because, you know, as I said, it's the first way we learn to kind of calm ourselves. So, All right, so folks, the moral of the story being that holidays are about eating different things with different people in different ways. So, but there's a way of sort of making sure that you don't have that, oh my gosh, I can't believe I did that, sort of feeling in the next 24 hours or worse, 48 hours. So, and small portions will work. The other thing to do is there are a couple things you can do. First of all, to get up in the middle of the meal and, you know, go help clear or whatever, because sitting doesn't necessarily allow your body the sense of fullness that just moving around. Because I think all of us have had that experience of getting up from a table and going, oh, my gosh, what have I just done? And so if you do that halfway through or a quarter of the way through or a couple of ways through, it will sort of give you a better feedback loop that says, enough, or slow down. The other thing to do, which is probably not worth doing for tomorrow, but is worth doing in general, is if you drink a hot liquid, so it can be tea or coffee, probably, or just plain warm water, about a half hour before you eat, it will fool your stomach into thinking it's full. Most dietitians now say that you're not supposed to drink liquids, including water, with your meal because it dilutes the hydrochloric acid, so you're not being able to digest food as efficiently, which is a good way of putting on weight as well. But listen, it only comes once a year. The problem is it does kick off the holiday season, and especially for my little cupcake who's been eating old Halloween candy as well. So there will be no break in this between Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas and New Year's. So. All righty. Do we have time for a quick email here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, let's see if we can do it quick. And if I have to do part of it now and part of it when we come back, I can do it that way.
This one is from Lisa. She says, hi, Dr. Joy. You mentioned on your show the other day that there's a high percentage of twins where one is right-handed and the other left-handed due to them being mirror imaging each other in the womb. Mm-hmm. Got to wondering, by what light source are womb mates able to see each other?
Well, I'm not sure that they can see each other, but they could probably sort of feel each other. I don't know. Let's see. What would the light source be? We know its skin is a semipermeable membrane. I don't know. Don't have a whole lot of memories from being in utero. But you don't necessarily have to see something to be aware of it. You can feel it. Right? Maybe it's one arm is pinned closer, but so don't necessarily. And who knows what your vision's like before you're born?
Mm-hmm.
It's a good question to which I don't know that there's an obvious. I don't know that there's an answer. You know what? I'm trying to remember. They have done some work on cats and vision in utero. But first of all, I remember reading it like 20 years ago, and it was very squeamish stuff, not very very nice stuff. So I don't know the answer to that. It's a good question, but presumably they're either your eyes adjust to a different wavelength that you don't necessarily have to see something, or maybe there's a light source. Maybe we should all have flashlights. Never mind. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and isolation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June, that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My adorable, this is, we've got a bunch of movies that are opening in time. In fact, I think most of them open today in time for the crowds that are going to be trying to find something to do after having a lot of family time. So I'll just go through them in no particular order. The Good Dinosaur is 100 minutes. It's animation. The vocal stars are Jeffrey Wright, Frances McDormand. And the story is, okay, here's the deal, that the meteor that supposedly wiped out the dinosaurs 75 million years ago misses the Earth. And so the idea being that dinosaurs were not wiped out, so they may have occurred at some point with some of the early humanoids. Okay? This is a delightful movie. We've got a dinosaur family with Arlo being kind of the outsider. And this is produced by Pixar, which is having just finished Steve Jobs' biography that sort of has additional meaning. And it does the traditional Disney thing, which is wiping out the father. Clearly we have to talk with Walt about that. And Pixar is not the same as Disney, but it's Disney Pixar. The animation is amazing in this, in that the shadows and the water, and I had just seen, I would just tell you this, which is a little irrelevant, I just seen The Revenant, which has got exactly the same story in the same setting, and this is an hour shorter, so, and a little more tearful. But, so the idea is that we've got Arlo, who just is not making it as a dinosaur. He's fearful of everything, and he's small, and so through an accident, which happens very early on in the movie, he is out on his own. And he runs into this little creature. And the creature is probably the only thing I have any complaint with. And I don't know if the creature is supposed to be a humanoid or an ape or a wolf or whatever. But he's cute. And so the idea is that they have adventures together. There are two scenes in this that are probably the most evocative scenes I have ever seen on a movie screen. And I've been looking at movies for a very long time. I'm not going to tell you what they are. If you don't burst in tears when you see them, you're a tougher person than I am. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. This is, other than the fact that we wipe out Dad, but with any Disney animation, I mean, we've got orphans. So, but the scene, the two scenes I'll tell you about, I thought it was a lovely movie. And it's 100 minutes, which is not bad. A little bit long. Creed. A lot of people think Creed is going to wipe out the good dinosaur. I'm not sure it will. If you like boxing, you're going to like this movie. I am not a fan of boxing particularly. I think Michael B. Jordan is a wonderful young actor. He was in, he's reunited with Ryan Coogler, who is his writer and director for Fruitvale Station, which was a wonderful movie. And the story is that Apollo Creed has an illegitimate son, Adonis. And he goes and finds Rocky, who is hanging out at Adrian's place, which is the restaurant, and convinces Rocky to coach him. Sylvester Stallone has never been better than he is in this particular movie. I mean, he's really found himself as a character actor, but it's absolutely predictable. You could write the lines itself. It's not a bad movie, and it's kind of like mashed potatoes, right? It's comfort food. So we'll see how many people decide they want comfort food. Boxing is just such a violent sport. It's a little hard for me to get completely behind it. Not a terrible movie, and will probably do fairly well. Victor Frankenstein, most people hated, which I did not. Incidentally, Creed is 2 hours and 13 minutes, so it's a little long. I think I probably would have liked it a little better, been a little bit shorter. Victor Frankenstein is the Frankenstein story told from the point of view of Igor. Now, Igor in this one is Daniel Radcliffe, and the backstory is fascinating. James McAvoy plays Frankenstein. It's called Meet Your Makers. This is beautifully shot. I mean, the visuals on this are terrific. Who does not love Daniel Radcliffe and James McAvoy? The problem is the writing, and the writing is so bad in some places that it's actually laughable, which is too bad because it's a great story. It's always been a great story. It's a great cast, and it really does. It's a different take on it. It's just that the writing doesn't work. So there where you go. But it's worth seeing. I mean, I thought it was fun. It was just didn't quite work. It's only 109 minutes, so you're not going to suffer through it. The best movie probably of the week, I don't know how well it's going to do against all this other stuff, is The Danish Girl. This is a terrific movie. It's based on a true story of Lily Elbe and Gerda Wegener, who were married to each other when he was a very successful Danish artist and she was less successful. She then sort of finds her muse in her husband dressing as a woman. And how they navigate the fact that Eddie Redmayne, who plays her husband, now wants to be a woman. Alicia Vikander is the wife. Amber Heard is also in it. Ben Whishaw. It's a great cast. Eddie Redmayne will break your heart in this. I mean, he's going to be up for another Oscar, may actually win it. And the fact that we're really looking at that whole issue of transgenderism in our society in a much more specific way, this is certainly the right time for it. I just think it's you know, it's a heartbreaking movie, and how couples deal with the fact that a husband and a wife marry, a man and a woman marry, and they love each other, and then one wants to change their sex. I mean, it's a really important issue because it deals not only with transgenderism, which it obviously does, but it's a broader issue of the person you marry changing in a fundamental way, and you still love them, and how do you negotiate that? The Danish Girl probably refers to the wife rather than Eddie, but probably could refer to either. It's really, I thought it was a wonderful movie, and I thought he was unbelievable. Janis, Little Girl Blue, if you're a Janis Joplin fan, and who among us is not, I thought it was a terrific documentary. And this is, I just got Amy, which I had not seen when it first came out, and they're very similar kinds of documentaries of two incredibly powerful, talented women who didn't follow the usual path and paid a huge price for it. And I think both died at about the same age, about 27. But if you were ever curious about the power that she has a very different voice than Amy Winehouse. Amy Winehouse has a more traditional voice, but a less traditional way of writing music and singing. Janis talked about blowing out her voice. But it's... they're both sort of very sad, very upsetting kinds of documentaries, but both were seen. So all of this is reviewed on, actually, a couple of the reviews are not quite up yet because I just saw them. But I think that it may, who knows, with this much choice, it may be that Mockingjay will come in first again. Good Dinosaur is certainly a family movie. Young kids, first of all, I'm not sure you should take young kids to a movie theater. I think they're not going to sit still. But kids over the age of 10, there is an upsetting scene with Dad. Creed, that whole issue about boxing is something that you're going to have to manage on your own. I mean, it's kind of the mashed potatoes of the movies that are coming out this week. Victor Frankenstein, I kind of liked, but I suspect in the minority about that one. Danish Girl is, I thought, a terrific movie, but not for everyone. And Janis, Little Girl Blue is mostly if you're a Janis Joplin fan. So lots of choices this week. I think there's one other movie that the Nazi movie, the Sins of the Father, the Nazi Legacy, comes out this week as well. So there are a bunch of films that are a little bit smaller. But this is going to be a huge weekend for movies, as it should be. So there you go. All right, 855-993-7569. As I said, I'll have the reviews for... Victor Frankenstein I just saw, and The Revenant, which hasn't opened yet, and Good Dinosaur. Oh, I know, there was one other movie I wanted to talk with you about, which is Legend, is the Tom Hardy movie where he plays both the Kray brothers. And it's an enormous, I mean, it's worth seeing to see how this one man can make two separate characters be obvious. They're twins. I thought the documentary, which I think was called The Craze, that came out last year or the year before, was better. This is incredibly violent. But Tom Hardy is a force of nature. He also is in The Revenant, so we don't have to worry about sort of contributing to his telethon this year. More details at drjoy.com, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up.
The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF-42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF-53 and P231 standards. Pro-Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so some people decided that they really wanted to help me determine what the content of the program should be, and so I said, okay, so let's see what people want me to talk about.
We have one suggestion from someone, and they say, Dr. Joy, I want you to talk about happiness. What current cultural definitions and teachings are unhealthy or unsustainable? How do other cultures define happiness in comparison? How can we be happy in a healthy and sustainable manner?
All right, so let's start going through that a little bit at a time, because that's a lot of stuff. All right, so first of all, how are we current? The question was how are people saying
what current cultural definitions and teachings are unhealthy or unsustainable?
chemistry, better living through chemistry. I think that that's part of it, the idea. Well, first of all, let me start with a different perspective, all right, which is how I would deal with it, and then we can kind of parse the other direction. I think you have to focus on the difference between long-term and short-term, okay? That the short-term for anything is do exactly what you want in exactly that moment, right? Because why not? It'll make you happy, which is the not deferring gratification. The problem about that approach is that quite often, let's just use the example that we've been talking about a large part of the program, which is Thanksgiving eating, all right? That the short-term happiness is to stick everything that you possibly can in your mouth, right? The long-term consequences of that is indigestion, a hangover, guilt, self-loathing, all sorts of things that are not very pleasant. So the question is, how do you balance the short and the long-term? And one of the things that we know is that kids are not very good at doing that. That's presumably one of the reasons they're assigned parents, is that that kids basically have a short-term approach of, if I want it, I want it now, I'm going to take it, and that's okay. With adults, we say things like, if you steal something and it's not yours, you're going to have to go back to the store and apologize. So that's presumably part of how we help a child distinguish between long and short-term consequence. So the deal is here that figuring out the difference about do you want to be happy for the short-term or the long-term. I think most of us would say for both, but basically my approach is when in doubt, go for the long-term because the long-term is going to last longer than the short-term, right? I mean, just by definition, by logic. So that's part of what you want to do here is just figure out what's the difference between long-term and short-term. All right, now, then we have to actually define what happiness is. Is happiness feeling good? Is happiness feeling content? Is happiness feeling, and presumably at different times in your life, different things are going to make you happy. For example, getting an A on your essay when you're 15 years old feels really good, as opposed to being at work. Having someone say good job probably always feels good. Having someone that you love tell you that they love you as well is always going to feel good. So defining what happiness means for you, and that's part of, you know, maybe part of how we sort of talk about things on the air of what makes you happy, and what makes you happy at one time may not make you happy at another time. So the idea being that I think the major mistake that a lot of things that are telling us about happiness make is that they don't differentiate between short and long term. And they don't differentiate at time, you know, at what age we are. That hopefully things that make us happy. I was just reading an article about all the actors who are up for Best Actor, or assuming we're going to be up for Best Actor, and how they defined happiness at different stages in their life. And so I think just being willing to say, what is it that works for me? And the kind of elation that we have from some things may not be a true definition of happiness. It may be it may be momentary, or it may be biochemical. So I think it's not so much that people are telling you the wrong things that will make you happy. I don't think anybody, for example, goes around and says, look, the only way to be happy is to make a lot of money. I don't think anybody actually says that. Do you? I mean, hopefully not, because no. I don't think it's a very good prescription for happiness. As people basically saying,
it's the old cliche of, you know, money doesn't always buy you happiness.
It doesn't buy you happiness. It can certainly put a dent in misery sometimes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Point.
And so and I'm not necessarily suggesting that, you know, that misery is great for the soul, because I don't think it is. But the idea being that that if you're doing things that you really like to do, doing things that make you happy, and things that make you feel worthwhile, things that make you feel like you matter on the planet, it would seem to me that that's a way of defining happiness. I'm trying to think of some other kinds of sort of definitions. So that's number one. Number two is just sort of a sense of contentment. If you can sleep at night, if you can figure out things or people that you like to be around. If you can think, I mean, basically, Freud says we have two things in our life. We have work and we have love. Beyond that, none of it makes any difference. So the idea is looking at those areas of your life and figuring out what you can do to enhance them, what you can do to offset any unhappiness that you have in that particular area or any particular area. So I think it's and one person's happiness is not going to be another person's, and they're not going to necessarily have the same things that they're going to do, and they're not necessarily going to define it in the same way. So this is one of those things I wish like crazy I had you right here with me, because I could say, what makes you happy? And we would probably have a much clearer idea about it. All righty? So that's the deal of figuring out what it is that makes you happy, how to make your, you know, how to make sure that the good stuff comes, make sure that your short term and long term aren't in conflict with one another, and be willing to kind of re-examine, because I think things that make you happy at one stage in your life may or may not make you happy at another stage. So those are, and in terms of other people telling, I don't think anybody can tell you what's going to make you happy. I really don't. I think that's something that you have to determine for yourself. And sometimes we do it by trial and error. Sometimes we'll do something that we think will make us happy, and it doesn't. So then, and there are all sorts of things that that basically we think might that make other people happy that you know have made us happy at other times. I think it's a personal kind of thing. I think you really have to look for yourself and see what kinds of things make you happy, and be willing to kind of reevaluate it every once in a while to sort of say, okay, well, you know, this made me happy years ago, or this person made me happy, and you know, what are the signs that I'm being happy? Do I smile a lot? Do I am I nicer to be around? Am I cranky? Am I able to sleep? Am I emotionally eating? So, you know, I think that. And then I could also add, I suppose, as the final definition on this, what Aristotle said, happiness is for pigs. So he's talking about something very different. 855-993. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.